Hello, Vancouver. It is Tuesday, April the 23rd, I believe, 2020. And we're going to discuss what has just happened here in the downtown east side here in Vancouver. United Poultry, which is located less than a block away from Oppenheimer Park, for whatever reason, I guess the emergency staff is, medical staff has gone in there to test every single one of the workers in there. I believe there were 74 workers and 28 have tested positive for COVID-19. That is shocking news, and shocking news on a couple different fronts. Obviously one that massively inflates the daily level for today anyways, when it comes to COVID for the entire province of British Columbia, not just the city of Vancouver. But also what's extremely troubling here is this is in the happened essentially the epicenter of the downtown east side, which is United Poultry is less than a block away from Hastings Street. It's also right there on Cordova, essentially across the street there from Oppenheimer Park, which right now is clearly has hit capacity in terms of the homeless and drug addict population that currently encapsulates the park. Anyways, things are really, really sketchy down here. People are desperately hurting for money, and in terms of that, for acquisition of drugs, it is just, you can tell people are just on edge. And the other day I was down within a block of Oppenheimer Park, and just the fact that I was very innocently just kind of filming the area, no individuals specifically. But anyways, in no time, I was being verbally assaulted, and then as I was walking home, it was clear that an ambush was about to take place. So I ended up actually having to utilize some of my running skills and ran out of the downtown east side area up into Strathcona and through a couple alleys and then back into Crosstown, where I ventured back to my safety of my home and my condo, which I'm very thankful for that I did not have a house right now. but anyways, that's some of the dynamics that are happening here. In the downtown east side, Crosstown, etc. I mean, really, we're all kind of lumped into together with this pandemic. It's just really, really scary times. We've got now a city that is also saying that they're bankrupt, talking about increasing property taxes 24%. The city has done some positive things in terms of Coal Harbor and Roundhouse acquiring another, I believe it's just shy of 600 beds for the purposes of social distancing and shelter, and not one is being used. And the messages that we're receiving, at least through the media and social media, is that the addicts and homeless population, mentally ill population, whatever you want to call it, that it happens to be living out in the street, saying that they do not like the rules of these either SROs or temporary SROs or facilities that have been opened up. They don't like the rules. So, not to mention with the weather changing, I guess it might even be, more apropos to stay in a park and in a tent, because at least there the drugs are there, everything's there. So anyways, that's my take on it for today. I don't want to keep on going on this topic. It probably sounds like I'm rambling, but anyways, that's my scoop for today. Anyways, I hope you all have a safe night, and support all our frontline workers, and take care until the next recording. Take care, Vancouverites, and stay safe.